Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to the fourth day, December 28th, in the 12 days of Christmas. The key word for today is compassion. On the Anglican Church calendar, December 28th is the Feast of the Holy Innocents. The opening musical theme was a keyboard arrangement of the traditional English carol, The First Noel. The scriptural basis for the church's celebration of the Feast of the Holy Innocents is Matthew 2, verses 13 to 18. The story begins in verse 13. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek to destroy him. The illustration is an engraving, The Flight to Egypt, from Dore's English Bible, a popular illustrated Bible from the late 19th century. Matthew tells us in verse 16 that King Herod was exceedingly angry when news came to him that the wise men, or the magi, who had heard of the birth of a child king and who had visited the nativity scene and worshipped the child, that's in chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, and who had promised to tell him of the child's whereabouts, instead had returned home. Matthew reported in verse 13 that the wise men had been visited by angels in a dream and warned not to return to Herod. The artwork is a late 19th century opaque watercolor over gray wove paper by James T. So in the Life of Jesus collection at the Brooklyn Museum. St. Matthew recounts in Matthew 2, verse 16, that the enraged Herod, quote, sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. The slaying is depicted in graphic detail in the Russian Orthodox icon of unknown date that is on the slide. It probably dates to the 16th or 17th century. The Feast of the Holy Innocents was celebrated widely in the Eastern Church and came into the Western Church calendar only about the early 4th century. The event was described by the Roman poet Aurelius Clemens Prudentius. In the Church of England, the feast was also known as Childermass, when muffled peals of bells were rung to commemorate the deaths of so many innocents. Modern historians deny that such an event ever happened, but in the church, the murdered children are considered saints and martyrs. Historical estimates of the number of deaths range widely from a half dozen, according to the Western skeptics, 14,000 in the Byzantine church calculation, 64,000 in the Syrian church calculation, and 144,000 in the Coptic church. In Matthew 2, verse 17, Matthew quotes Jeremiah 31:15, saying that the slaughter of the innocent sons of Israel fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah concerning Rachel's weeping for her children during her captivity in Babylon. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they were no more. The Christian virtue of compassion, especially for those who suffer innocently, was first recognized in the Eastern Church by St. John Climacus in his 6th century book, The Ladder of Divine Ascent. The virtue was originally called liberality. St. John was abbot of the new monastery at St. Catherine in Sinai. A similar list emerged in the Western Church during the rule of Gregory the Great as Bishop of Rome in the late 6th and early 7th century. The illustrations are left a 13th century Russian Orthodox icon of St. John Climacus, flanked on the left by St. George and the right by St. Blaise, and at right a Western Church painting of unknown date of St. Gregory celebrating Mass. The Christian virtue of compassion in the Western Church understanding is a, quote, contrary virtue, which means it is the opposite of the vice of greed, that is, from the Western Church's list of the seven deadly sins. Compassion in Christians arises directly out of the love God showed in sending His Son for our sake to be born as a boy child on Christmas Day, the love we celebrated on the first day of Christmas. As God loved us, His creation, in spite of our sinful ways, so we must love others. Jesus offered us insight in His answer to the question of which is the greatest commandment, after noting that the greatest commandment was to, quote, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. He said, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. These words became the summary of the law in the first American Book of Common Prayer, published in 1789 A.D. St. Luke wrote that St. Stephen the proto-martyr was, quote, full of the Holy Spirit. We might say that since we believe that the Holy Spirit comes into the hearts of the faithful through the sovereign grace of God, that we, when we are filled with the Spirit of God, should always be full of compassion for the suffering and for the sacrifice of others, especially the innocent and those unable to protect themselves. The collect for the Feast of the Holy Innocents reminds us and strengthens us. O Almighty God, who out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast ordained strength and madest infants to glorify Thee by their deaths, mortify and kill all vices in us, and so strengthen us by Thy grace, that by the innocency of our lives and constancy of our faith, even unto death, we may glorify Thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. On this, the fourth day of Christmas, December 28th, we should also remember and pray for those who in our time, in the Holy Land and elsewhere in the world, especially Christians in Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, South Sudan, Kenya, and wherever they are under threat. Please join us for the fifth day, December 29th, when the key word is obedience. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and make use of its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.